flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, baby.
Afternoons on the Score.
I can't curse. I'm going to curse.
Don't curse.
I did not. I was going to say the SH word. Y'all have like a beep button?
Yes, we do have a dump button.
Hit that beep button.
So dump it. I'm on the count of three. One, two, three. Holy sh**.
Holy shirts and pants. Holy Chicago, right?
Holy, he gave us a holy Chicago. I hope we didn't laugh over it. I might have. It's usually me.
I feel like that's an obvious shirt.
Holy Chicago.
Orange and blue.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
With a like peanut punch symbol in there or something.
Yeah, like there. If we do a marketing campaign for Peanut to the Hall of Fame, Holy Chicago, get this man into the Hall of Fame. I don't know. Like there, it seems to be a natural that he would do it. And what I was picturing was friend of the show, Dan Pompey, who often is the one advocating for certain Hall of Famers in the room, because that's how the NFL does it, is like they'll have an open conversation with all the voters in there and just have the conversation. Somebody will make the case. You know, I was picturing Dan Pompey making the case and like what Dick Fosbury is to the high jump, Charles Tillman is to the forced fumble. Like there's that is a component that ought to be thought about and discussed.
I agree wholeheartedly. Now, what's this parenting issue that you are seeking the counsel of someone who doesn't have children for?
Yeah, see Matt Spiegel's son, Ruben, over there.
Anita Ruling, the Flowing Robes. I need all three of you to embody Anita Ruling right here. And the listeners, feel free to hop in as well. So the Rubester, he does not curse, and he has not cursed. And he...
As far as you know.
In our presence, in me and Steen's presence, he hasn't done it. And literally, this was the question the other day. Dad, I'm 13 now. Can I do some mild cursing?
Mm.
And I'm like, well, what is, can you define the mild cursing, sir? And he said, you know, like ASS and DAMN.
Keep them off your ASS.
He also said KARS for KIDS. That's not a curse. But, you know, so just some mild cursing. He said, H-E double hockey sticks. Can I do that one? So God bless him for being 13. He just wants to get in on some mild cursing. So I've been thinking about it, and I think I'm a no. I think the fact that the kid has gotten far.
Jesus Christ, dude.
He's
what
gotten,
a dork.
He's gotten this far. He's gotten this far. He loves words. He loves learning words.
Oh, yeah. Texter's right. What about when he celebrated you?
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. He asked Steen, can I curse as I was going up to get the award at the Pitchnick Club? He's like, that's my effing father's. That's right. He did ask and get clearance there.
So it's over. That. It's over.
But now he's... But in terms of our presence?
Yeah, there's a precedent there already set, right? So he doesn't really need...
He doesn't need permission.
Yeah, by rule, I can curse. There's a precedent set.
Well,
yeah.
But what he does on the playground, it's his own business. But around the house, I'm going to stick with no on
Shane
this.
Shane Pereira back on the line.
Yeah, here's the thing, Speaks. You have what we know to be a very respectful son with a smart kid with an already good vocabulary. You know he's not just going to replace words that he already uses with a curse word. Just let him use hell or damn or whatever for emphasis.
I disagree.
Emphasis.
My job is to train him to be a good quality adult out there in the world. And as a texter said, you know, that mild cursing, that is a gateway to sailor mouth. I do not want to allow that to happen.
Your kid's fine. Dude.
I'm all about people's
a gateway to sailor mouth.
I'm all about people's freedoms. I believe in them wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
This is one. I am 49 years old and I have still not cussed in front of my parents.
See, Lawrence, that's what I'm talking about. The respect level in front of the parents.
And it.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's weird because sometimes, you know, they listen or watch the show and occasionally, you know, but never in their presence. My dad has never cussed.
Never once.
Not in front of us.
A man who respects the language.
My mother, on the other hand.
Shane, don't you think, especially considering what we do and what we value, learn to use language for emphasis.
Yeah, that's fine. Emphasis. It's not like you're going to let the kid say damn and then tomorrow he's going to be taking a trip down the Eisenhower and the heroin highway going to Naperville to try to get some heroin from a gas station.
You mean the Topgolf?
Yeah, like he's not going to be making his way down the heroin highway. Like he's fine. He's a good, smart kid.
I have found that this is one of those cultural things that, quite honestly, when we moved to Homewood and I met some of my classmates at HF and I saw the way that they talked to their parents, I was shocked. I was like, wow, you did not get knocked out. That is interesting because had it been me, I would have been knocked out. Uh-huh. Or like, and I'm not trying to judge Jason Bernstein. He is a free man.
Full on sailor mouth?
He is a free man. He was in here a couple weeks ago and Dan said something crazy and And Jason's like double birding that stuff.
Believe me, I got backup with my fiery Latina. My she does not stand for anything.
Disrespect?
But, yeah, disrespect.
Well, as you know, I am very, very partial to Latinx. I love Latinx.
Are we all?
I think so.
I will say that I think Jason Bernstein takes it a little bit too far.
But see,
I think there's a little bit too much disrespect.
How do you think he got there?
That's the point.
Bernstein was giving that kid coffee when he was like 7 years old.
Yeah, but again, Speaks, neither has he made the trip down the heroin highway to Naperville. So he's fine. He turned out to be a good kid. He's at a good school.
He's a good kid. I like him a lot. He's really smart. And some of the stuff that I have been there when Dan has deserved to be cussed at by his son.
Oh, a texter with an incredible memory that Ruben was allowed to curse when he was in the hospital after appendix surgery. Well, then you're out of line, sir. No, that's how far back our listeners go in our lives.
You're out of line.
That's amazing.
He doesn't have to ask for any more permission. It's a done deal.
No, I greenlit it. I greenlit it after he had his appendix out, man.
And it was greenlit for him to say the word that you really don't want people to say.
I know.
At your award. Well, I think he's on his own now.
Palpably unfair hat.
Hey, I don't want to be palpably unfair. But
they can award the touchdown to Ruben.
I think it's important to teach restraint and to
really, really, sir. Really?
Oh, that was the other thing, Lawrence. I taught him one of the oldest bits of Spiegel and Holmes back from when you and I worked together at the very beginning. For some reason, this came up. And I taught him this last night. Like, we talked about something, and I said, at the end of our talking, I said, okay, good day. And he said, what do you mean? I said, good day, sir! It's one of the first things you and I ever laughed at.
I'd get a kick out of it.
I do. I said, good day. And he said, what do you mean? I said, good day, sir. Good day. This conversation is over. Good day, sir! And he laughed. He laughed. So he gets it.
Yeah. Well,
all right, thank you. So you wouldn't recommend the belt. Usually that's where we end up.
No, the belt. Not for Ruben. He's a good kid. Not this time.
Okay.
I think you've already put him on the path, man. I think it's too late.
Oh no.
I think you put him on the path.
Well, as long as he doesn't do it in front of the parents,
everything should work out fine. Yeah. My mom shows up here and Ruben says something sideways.
What? Caning will be coming back.
There's going to be some furniture moving around this place, I can tell you that much. When we come back, let's get into the baseball, shall we?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about Ryan Pressly. You're going to hear from your new closer next on The Score.